From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced the start of a military offensive to retake the city of Fallujah, held by Islamic State Group for more than 2 years. Regional analyst Nabil Khoury of the Atlantic Council said the decision is logical.
The importance of the city itself, symbolically, historically, geographically, it's close to the capital, Baghdad. And in view of the goal of taking Mosul, hopefully before the end of the year, then you need to clear out anything around Mosul, particularly in the south of it.
Mr. Abadi said the offensive will be conducted by the army in coordination with police, counterterrorism forces, local Sunni tribesmen, and elements of Shia militia. U.S.-led coalition airstrikes are also expected to be involved. Iraq's Joint Operations Command warned civilians in Fallujah, possibly tens of thousands, to flee. The provincial capital Ramadi was retaken from IS earlier this year. Last week, Iraqi forces pushed IS out of the western town of Rutba and cleared territory along the Euphrates River Valley. Burkina Faso held local elections Sunday, part of that country's transition to democracy more than a year after longtime ruler Blaise Compaoré was ousted in a popular uprising. A heavy security presence was in place, so more than 5 million registered voters could take part. Low voter turnout was expected, however. The ballot, originally scheduled for January 31st, was postponed following January 15th jihadist attacks that killed 30 in the capital, Ouagadougou. November's presidential ballot was won by Roch Marc Christian Kabore. This is